This is North Coast News on KINS.
Thank you and good morning. The Sheriff's Marine unit was called out to an area in South Humboldt Bay on Sunday after a caller reported that he and his friends were left stranded in their boat on the mud as the tide went out and that one friend was stuck waist deep in the mud. While deputies were responding, the caller reported that the person stuck in the mud was now up to his neck, and after they reached the scene, a deputy managed to crawl out through the mud flat to pull the person to safety. Deputies then towed the stranded boat with three people and a dog to the boat ramp, with a reminder to the mariners to know the local tidal conditions before they head out on the bay. Eureka police arrested 33-year-old Grant Anderson on Saturday night after they responded to a report of a stabbing at a location on Waterfront Drive near the Adorney Center. When police arrived, they found two victims had been stabbed, and they quickly located and detained the alleged assailant, Anderson. He was later arrested and booked for attempted murder, and police report that he had gotten into an altercation with two people at the location and attacked them with a knife. One victim was taken to the hospital for treatment. The other suffered only minor wounds. Police are asking for two potential witnesses who were seen near the site of the stabbing to contact the detective investigating the incident. The Redwood Valley Fire erupted on the morning of October 9th and over the next 2 weeks destroyed more than 300 homes and claimed the lives of nine people. The death toll rose on Sunday night when 17-year-old Cressa Shepherd was taken off the ventilator used to keep her alive after she suffered severe burns in the fire. Cressa and her 14-year-old brother Kai were two of the fatalities caused by the fire, while the parents of the children, John and Sarah Shepherd, both remain in the hospital recovering from serious burns. Neither parent has recovered sufficiently enough to be told of the deaths of their children. Humboldt State University, in coordination with 211 Humboldt, will host a Dare to Prepare event in Eureka on Saturday at the Adorney Center from noon until 4. 211 is the national phone number to call for information after a natural disaster, and Saturday's event will allow local residents to learn what resources are available in the event of a disaster and how to access those services. Representatives from local hospitals, fire departments, and emergency services will participate as well. It's All Hallows' Eve, and that means this afternoon and evening we'll see a lot of superheroes, monsters, and other assorted characters walking our neighborhoods in search of treats. The Weather Service forecasts good weather tonight, ahead of rain in the forecast for the rest of the week. The temperature along the coast should be in the 50s. Motorists are urged to use caution this evening and be aware of trick-or-treaters. The Eureka Chamber of Commerce will host a grand opening of the Mendenhall Studios on Saturday after a two-year renovation of the four buildings that make up the complex at 2nd and C Streets in Old Town. The ribbon cutting is scheduled for 5:30 during Arts Alive. That's the KINS North Coast News. I'm Dan Squire.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.